那么在本课用到了这个 rescue， 可以说是一个大词了，大词小用所提到的目的就是加强语气。 So when you found that you have put your toilets in the washing machine and suddenly remembered there was a large bank note in the back pocket, you got chewed up suddenly. 那么当你突然想起来你这个洗衣机里的衣服后兜里面装着一张大钞票，你会突然一下变得很着急的。 And then you did what you could to take the toilets out of the washing machine. 那么你肯定会想方设法尽快的把这条裤子从洗衣机里面拿出来，所以作者用一个大词 rescue， 而没有用到我们经常运用的 took。Whiter than white 表达的非常形象，这是英国有关洗衣粉电视广告中的一个常用的用语。那么在这里它当然所指的内容。 Did you find the note was damaged? 你是不是发现这张钞票已经被弄损了呢？ Or was mutilated? People who live in Britain needed despair when they make mistakes like this. Make mistakes like this when say, when they mutilate their banknotes.They needn't feel despaired. 在这里我们直接用动词 despair. Needn't despair, 不必沮丧。或者我们可以运用它的形容词形式 despaired, 感到沮丧的。So people in Britain needn't feel despaired. In fact, a lot of people in other countries often make mistakes like this,And they are always despaired. Fortunately for them. 对于他们来讲很幸运的是 Fortunately for them. 注意固定搭配。或者我们表达为 Luckily for them. 也可以表达为 Happily for them. The Bank of England has a team called Mutilated Ladies.Which deals with claims from people who fed their money to a wash machine or to their dog. The Bank of England has a team, you know, organization, 有一组织 called mutilated ladies. 过去分词做定语修饰说明 team, 或者我们表达为定语从句 that is called mutilated ladies. 但是后文需要用到定语从句，所以我们这里最好采用过去分词形式。The team deals with claims from people. Deal with 处理 claim 索赔要求，那么某人所提出的索赔要求 claim from people 提出索赔 make a claim。 那么英国有这么一个被叫作为残钞鉴别组的组织，这个组织来处理人们所提出的索赔要求。 From people who fed their money to a machine or to their dog. What have the people done? 那么这些人已经干了什么事情呢？ Why do they make claims? 那么为什么提出索赔要求呢？那么 who 所引导的定语从句说明了 people 的所作所为。 In fact, they fed their money to a machine. Let's say, their money was damaged in the washing machine. Feed to, F-E-E-D, 喂 Feed something to, 把什么喂给，把钱喂了洗衣机，言外之意，纸币在洗衣机里被弄损了。Or to their dog, 或者是被狗给嚼坏了。Dogs, it seems, love to chew up money. It seems, 似乎看起来 那么作者显然是想表达一个不太确切的含义，或者我们用于结构 It seems that dogs love to chew up money. In my opinion, not only dogs, but also babies love chewing up money. 在我看来，我觉得不仅是狗，婴儿也很咀嚼这个钱币啊。So sometimes we are not careful enough. So our banknotes are damaged by our dogs or even by our babies. 。Now the second paragraph. A recent case concerns Jim Butlin.Whose fiancée, John, ran the successful furniture business. This is a good example. I should say the example show how John gets his money back from the bank. After the mutilated ladies identifies his remains of notes.那么可以说第二自然段是一个很好的例子，充分地说明了约翰是怎么样把他的钱从银行里取拿回来，当然得经过残钞鉴别组鉴别之后了。首先我们来看这个句子的结构形式。 A recent case concerns Jim Butlin. Concern 涉及到 It means is about 有关于Jim Butlin's fiancée, John, whose, 引导定语从句，那么在这里 whose 相当于一个所有格的作用。简的未婚夫 John runs a successful furniture business, 开了一家生意兴隆的家具店。注意 run, 开一家工厂 run factory, 创办公司 run company.John has a very good day. John has a very good day, you know. John has earned a large sum of money that day. 他说那天他赚了很多钱了。那么生意做得很好。如果你想表达我今天过得很不错 I have a very good day. 如果想表达玩得很高兴 I have a good time. I have a wonderful time. 那么如果说过得很不好，很糟糕。I have a difficult time. And put his wallet containing 3,000 pounds into the microwave oven for safekeeping. John was afraid that his wallet would be stolen. So he put his wallet into the microwave oven.In order to keep it safe. For safekeeping, 介词 for 表示一种目的。所以我们如果换成动词不定式 to 的话要运用 to keep it safe. 目的是要妥善保管他的一个钱包。How much money in it? 里面有多少钱呢? His wallet contained 3,000 pounds. 他的钱包装了3000英镑。那么在这里显然采用 containing 现在分词短语做定语修饰 wallet 装着3000英镑的一只钱包 A wallet containing 3000 pounds 当然我们也可以采用定语从句表达出来 Put his wallet which contained 3000 pounds into the microwave oven for safekeeping thenHe and Jim went horse riding. 去骑马 go horse riding. 去钓鱼 do you know? Yeah, go fishing. 去打猎 go hunting. 去购物 go shopping, and so on. When they got tired, Jim cooked their dinner in the microwave oven. We guess they must have been hungry.
They must have been hungry to death after going horse riding.
那么骑马之后，他们肯定是相当的饿呀。And they wanted to have dinner.
Jim cooked dinner in the microwave oven with the wallet inside.
同学发现我们这里是在这个装着钱包的微波炉里面做完的。
And without realizing the wallet in it,
而没有意识到这个微波炉里面的钱包。
Cooked her fiance's wallet as well. So Jean not only cooked dinner, but her fiance's wallet as well.
所以简单不仅做了晚饭，也把未婚夫的钱包也煮好了。
Imagine their dismay.
Dismay, 沮丧啊，可以想象一下他们的沮丧的心情。
So we know they must have been dismayed.
肯定是相当的沮丧。
They must have been upset,
很忐忑不安啊。
When they found a beautifully cooked wallet, do you think the wallet cooked in the microwave oven looked beautiful?
你觉得被微波炉里面煮过的钱包看上去很漂亮吗？所以作者这里是运用一种讽刺的口吻，一种幽默。
And the notes turned to ash.
Turn to or turn into, that is a,
notes became ash.
那么大家知道这个，我们在用 turn 变成灰烬 ，turn to ash,
turn into ash,
或者用 become
ash.
纸币也变成了灰。
John went to see his bank manager.Who sent the remains of wallet and the money to the special department of the Bank of England in Newcastle?
Who 指代 bank manager? 那么把这个钱包的剩余部分，连同所剩的纸币的残留物，送到了Newcastle银行的一个特殊部门。
The team is called the Mutilated Ladies.
那么这个组织被称作为残超鉴别组。
They examined the remains and John got all his money back.
I should say John was lucky. 那么他们鉴定了这些残留物，约翰呢，拿回他损失的全部数额。
So long as there is something to identify, we'll give people their money back. So long as means on condition that.
Condition, C-O-N-D-I-T-I-O-N. 无论是用 so long as
long as,
或 on condition that, 都表示一种假设，只要有东西可以鉴别，我们就会把钱如数还给人家的。
Said a spokeswoman for the bank.
那么一位女发言人代表银行说
Last year, we paid £1.5 million on 21,000 claims.
150万英镑
£1.5 million.
Pay, 一定要注意付款。如果表示为什么而付款
，pay for，
这本词典我们付款$80。
We paid $80 for the dictionary。
那么没有提出为什么而支付，只是强调赔款支付。这时我们直接运用动词 pay， 付了$80 ，pay
$80，
付了150万英镑 ，paid。£1.5 million. On something, on. 这里的介词主要是强调对于这21,000起索赔要求。如果我们想强调还清偿还了债务 ，pay off， OFF. The couple have already paid their debts off. The couple have already paid their debts off.
这夫妻两个已经把所有的债务全部还清。
Pay back,
固定搭配，它有两个语义。首先表示把钱归还回去， pay money back。那么如果表达为 pay somebody back, 和人称作比喻的话，报复、报仇。
Don't say that again, or I'll pay you back.
不要再这么说，否则我会报复你的。
Okay, I should say, lesson 7 is easy for us to understand. And there are some wonderful key structures, particularly about attributive clause, ing, ed, so you'd better recite them.
那么本课主要是涉及到一些句型，宾语从句、现在分词和过去分词的用法，请同学们注意。尽量能够背下来，在以后的表达方式当中加以应用。